is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and you are listening to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. Mahalo to all the listeners for listening to BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers, and you're not going to want to miss this, so please jot it down. Our toll-free number is 877-270-8714. 530-876-9026 or 530-413-4515. And wow, do we have a great show for each and every one of you tonight. I have been extremely excited about this show. I have one of my favorite people, and of course you all hear me say that about all our wonderful guests that share their love, their wisdom, and their knowledge with each of us tonight. And I just want to say I've really missed each and every one of you. I trust all has been well for you in the past couple of weeks. I know that each of us have been experiencing a lot of universal shifts and some really great, great times that we're all facing as we continue shifting into the new paradigm. So once again, it is an honor and a pleasure to have each and every one of you with me tonight. So let me just give you a little bit of history about this young lady. I'm so thrilled to have her. It's been a long time I've waited to have her once again on the show, and most of you are indeed familiar with my guest tonight. And for those that are not familiar with Myrna Lou, please allow me to give you some background history on this young lady. It is such an honor to have her. Now, Myrna Lou teaches classes in palmistry. And what's really unique about this particular palmistry is that she actually reads your palms with a technique from the Asian Oriental palmistry system, which is a very different and unique way of reading your palms. Now, I know that a lot of you have, as well as I have come across and had our hand palms read, and I have to tell you, this young lady has definitely knocked me off my feet. She has given many of you palm readings, and she has been extremely true to form, which is very refreshing, and it's always exciting to find that one special nick within our spiritual community. Now, what's really interesting about Myrna Lou is not only does she read palms, but she's also an entertainer, a guest lecturer. She conducts seminars and workshops. She's been a guest on 40-plus radio shows and television programs nationally. And that is really incredible. Wow, I can't even imagine being on 40-plus radio shows. You go, Myrna Lou. And these are some of the awards that I would like to share with our listeners tonight. Now, Myrna Lou was chosen as the Woman of the Year with the American Business Women's Association. She has also been chosen by the 17 magazine as the Palm Reader of the Month. She has also produced and host television show Soulmate Connections, shown on cable in Colorado. Myrna Lou has also been a columnist on an internet at www.womenofwonder.com. She has also been involved with the Empowerment Center, Rotary Clubs of Colorado, and Boulders. She has won first and second prize for a national writing contest held by CIPA Colorado, Independent Publishers Association for categories, Why Palmistry 2005, How To category, Palmistry 101 2005, Runner Up in contest with Star Publishing for Promoting Within the Theme 2005. She also was awarded second place in the KHOW 630 radio station for Clear Channel, Who Wants to Be a Radio Show. Now, this young lady has also, not once, but three times, has asked to be on Oprah. That's right. You've heard it from here. She has been asked three times by Oprah to share her ancient wisdom, ancient reading of palmistry. Without further delay, please, let's all give Myrna Lou a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection.
Hi, Leilani. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I am too. I've waited a long time to get you back onto this show, and here we are, Myrna Lou.
Well, and I have fun every time. I even told you, it goes so fast. Once we get started talking, it's like you're right next door.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Myrna Lou. I mean, you have 50-plus years of reading palms for people from all over the world. Is that not correct?
That's true. I've heard from people in 93 countries.
Oh, my goodness. 93 countries.
But that's on the internet. Yeah.
Can you actually share some of the countries that you have actually...
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a list on the computer, and it's just everywhere. There were countries I didn't even know existed, and people send me an email, and they speak in broken English, and they write, "You reading mine hand?" And so I read it, you know, and send it back to them. And so I can't even remember all of them, but they're from everywhere, all over the world.
Wow.
I don't have it up right up in front of me because I have everybody's hand up in front of me. I'm sitting with my computer on, and I'm going to read hands later in the show. So I have all their pictures.
Yes. And I love listening to your readings when you begin to read for the listeners. It's quite interesting, and I have found that you've read my palm as well, and I have to say, Myrna Lou, it's really helped me to be more accurately in tune with my own personal path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the path. That's what it is. It helps a person. It guides you on your path. That's what palmistry does.
Well, and one of the things that I also like to, you know, when I was making a special announcement to all our listeners that you were going to be with us tonight, is that I was always reminding the listeners that this is, you're helping them to access their own personal individual blueprint, because we
that's what the hand is, exactly, a blueprint. That's right. It's like something you can follow, like a roadmap.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what I look at it as, a blueprint or a roadmap. And then if a person's got a problem in a certain area, when I'm doing the hand, I see it.
That's right. And
you try
and
help whoever you can help. Right?
That's right. Well, one of the things is that you're also extremely well known for is that you're also an author. And I would like to go ahead and share that with our listeners tonight. And Myrna Lou is very well known for three incredible books. And if I may permit to give you the titles, and her first book is Diary of a Palm Reader.
Okay, wait, that's my last book.
Is it?
My first book was May I See Your Hand. And the reason I titled it that is kind of campy, but that's what I say to everybody. Let me see your hand, or may I see your hand? So I titled the book that, and that's the one that I got called on Oprah for.
Uh-huh.
So
well,
I wrote that.
Well, that's really interesting, because that's almost like your signature is May I See Your Hand.
Mm-hmm. That is it, yeah.
It's like me saying aloha. I mean, that is my signature.
Mm-hmm. And this book, I wrote it in 1996. It came out in 97. And my publisher was Woman in the Moon. And she has since gone out of business. But at the time, she wrote to the producers of The Oprah Show and said, you should give my star a chance. And they called me in 97, 2000, and 2002. I'm still waiting for a date to go on.
Well,
so they call and talk to me. Eventually, probably will, yeah.
That's right.
So that's
well,
a how-to book.
I'm very fortunate to have all three of your books. Now, you know, getting to back to May I See Your Hand, is that one of the things that really intrigued me, and I found that it was the simplicity and the actual diagrams of individual palms. And what I really enjoyed about it, Myrna Lou, is the easy read, but yet you have this profound way of actually guiding and teaching readers such as myself how easy it is to pick up and apply those techniques for our own individual purposes.
Right. I wrote it the way I talk, and I tried to make it conversational. And this is a cut-and-dried subject, so I made it kind of interesting by having diagrams and pictures and snapshots and different things in here. But what it is when I teach a class, I use this book and I make everybody buy it. So the book is $20. It's $19.95. But for your show only, I sell them at $15. And it's like a little bonus for your listeners. But the book, if you read it, it takes 1 hour. You could teach yourself how to do this.
Well, we'll make sure that we post, you've heard it, everyone, Myrna Lou has just announced that she's given a show special tonight to all the listeners that are interested in purchasing her book, May I See Your Hand. And it's regular, what, $20?
Mm-hmm. I'm giving a $5 discount.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
That's a big one. Yeah, they have to pay the postage if I mail it to them, of course, but that's $3, so it would be $18 altogether instead of $22.
Well, I feel that it's money well spent, and, you know, I've thumbed through many palm books, okay? What I found was I really had a tough time trying to look at the diagram in the book and then looking at my hand.
Right, it goes over my head. I couldn't do them either. They're hard.
Yeah.
They're very difficult. That's Hindu-Indian, which is a different kind, and it has a fate line and a heart line and a head line, and I don't even look at that. The thing that's interesting is I get the same answer Hindu-Indian people do when they are people who read that way. I come up with the same answer, but I look at it the way I look at it.
Yeah, but you know, Myrna Lou, I've known you for quite some time, and what I found was that you seem to dig in a little bit deeper, and that's not to offend any other palm reader, because I know that they're very good at what they do as well. But that's what really captured me with you, is because you seem to just dig in a little bit deeper.
Well, that's the psychic part of it. You know, there's the lines are like the tool that I use to get in, and then I go from there. So there's people that give mundane or, you know, mediocre readings, and there's people who give real in-depth ones, and mine are pretty detailed. They're specific to the person. They're not generalized.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let me just say this to our listeners tonight is, you know, one of the things that I would like to achieve when I have Myrna Lou and other guests as well is one of my hopes is to help break down the walls of illusion or perceptions of, you know, woo-woo or all those other terms that we like to use. And I would like to bring forth tonight, when I have Myrna Lou with us, is to bring a whole new perspective and appreciation for the art of palm reading and how we can actually utilize this as individuals to enhance our everyday living. You know, it's an example. There's a lot of times when I have different pathways that I may travel. As I'm traveling down that pathway, at least I know when I see the road sign coming up, as I'm approaching it, aha, this is where my blueprint spelt it out to me that this would be coming up at this specific time. Is it? That's about accurate, isn't it, Myrna Lou?
That's about 1,000% accurate, yeah. That's exactly right. You got it. But, you know, palmistry addresses a lot of things, relationships and family and friendships and love and soulmates, but it also helps people with their dreams and ambitions and future goals. It works on everything,
and
present,
it
past,
not,
and future.
Is it not true as well, Myrna Lou, there are a lot of times that we sometimes miss those road signs as we travel down our pathway?
Well, a lot of people ignore it, or they're oblivious, or they don't, you know, we all have antenna. They're invisible, but we have them. And if you're aware and alert and you're paying attention, you know if it's an aha moment or not, or if you made a little mistake and something in your head says, turn here, turn here, and you don't do it, well, that's a little mistake. But a big mistake would be if you make a life mistake, you know, a lifetime change, and you decide to move to a foreign country, and you don't know why you did that. You just did it on a whim, and then it's a big, costly mistake, and then you have to come back, and your hand could have stopped you from doing that.
Aha, just by understanding how to tap into your own personal
intuition. It's intuition, it's the hand, it's your own psyche, it's your left and right brain working together in tandem. It's a lot of things. But palmistry is like the beginning or the road map, and then you get in the car and drive there. So you need the map first, or you don't know where you're going.
And, of course, you've been on numerous of radio shows with me, so you know, you've had many conversations with me. And, you know, of course, I was spiritually aware, you know, most of my life. And I was consciously aware at the age of 3 years old.
Yeah, and I think I was 5 or 6. But some people never get it. So it just depends on if you're supposed to get it or not, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, as I continued on my own spiritual journey, once I realized that this wasn't the so-called norm, because, you know, I grew up in an environment that was normal. Everybody was like this. I didn't realize I was stepping outside of what society referred to as the norm.
Oh, see, and I was different.
But once I became conscious of that, and then, you know, it's like tarot reading or palm reading, you know, they had that negative connotation to it, like, you know, it was this big taboo thing. And sometimes I sat back and wondered, I thought, you know, there's got to be something to this. And so as I proceeded to explore this avenue, I went, whoa, wait a minute. This is an invaluable tool for us to use on a personal level. And if we just chose to expand out, you know, besides our own lives, you know, you're opening up doorways of just
for other people.
Possibilities.
Yeah, for other people, if they can get it. Well, some people are negative. And there are people that are open to it. You have to be open to different modalities first so that you can accept.
And you are indeed a real professional. I mean, what I'd like for you to send me an email and let me know where you get all this energy from.
Well, I just did a 2-day fair out of town. It was in Fort Collins, which is an hour away from my house. And I did 48 people in 2 days. And I tape record each one of them. And, you know, that's quite a bit because the closest to me was maybe somebody did 20. So I just was solid both days.
And that's one right after another. I mean,
that's it. There's no breaks. There's no go to the bathroom breaks. There's no eating. You just sit there with a headset on and they keep coming up, you know, lines and lines of them.
Wow.
And then each one was 20 minutes long, so.
Well, let me real quick give the other titles of your books, and the other one is Soulmate Connections. And
that's my favorite one, yeah.
Mine too, by the way. But you know what? I need to retract that because I really appreciate the book, May I See Your Hand, because, you know, I've dove into many different palm books, and I really appreciate the way you outline this because it's easy to apply. It's easy when you're talking about a particular line on a hand, I know I can look on my own palm and say, ah, there it is.
Right, you have the exact same ones that I'm talking about, yeah. Well, you know what? That book was written in 1 hour, and it was channeled.
Oh, my gosh.
It was channeled. I didn't even know I wrote it, which is a miracle in its own self. But what happened was I have a palm reading room. We have a three-story house, and I went downstairs, and I had a yellow tablet, and I started writing. And it's called automatic writing, but I didn't know that at the time. And every time I filled the sheet up, I threw it on the floor. And I didn't even have a light on. I was sitting in the dark, and I don't know what possessed me to do that. And I got really hot. At the end of the hour, I came upstairs and went to bed, and I didn't even think about it. And the next day, I went to work, didn't know I did it, picked up my two stepkids at school, came home and made dinner, and I was going to do a load of laundry at 8 o'clock at night. And I went into the laundry room, threw the laundry in, look in my room, and there's yellow papers all over the floor, torn up, just everywhere. So I screamed for my husband, come quick, we've been robbed. So he ran down the stairs. I thought somebody had been in there messing in my room. And he runs into my office and he says, well, this is your handwriting. Then we played the game called Concentration. Do you know that game?
Where
you put everything upside down. And so he'd yell, I have a thumb. And we set them all on the floor in our family room. And we have a big L-shaped family room. And I say, well, I have a baby finger. He said, keep looking, find the other thumb. And every time we found two pages that matched, we put them together. And I had about 100 or 200 sheets of yellow paper that we put together till we had a book. Then I sat down and it took thousands of hours to type it and get it in some kind of... But actually, the idea all came in 1 hour.
Wow.
So that's a
miracle
book.
You know, I've done that with some of my own classes. You know, like when... you know, I teach multidimensional and attuned healers working at that level. And it was really interesting because I understand what you're saying. You know, when it
you don't even know you're doing it, yeah.
Yes, and I could not stop. Well, I was actually doing it on the computer, and I could not stop until it was all complete.
Right,
and
it's like
2 days straight.
That's what it is. It's like a kundalini heat that comes over you, and you cannot stop it until you get it all out of you.
Yeah.
And when I read your hand, it says you have a book in you that has to come out, too. You know that anyway. And so if you don't have time...
I know, but I just don't know the subject.
Well, you don't have time right now, but if you tape recorded it or made it on little scraps of paper, and you could have a ghostwriter put it together. But there's a book in you.
Wow, and you know it's really interesting for you to say that, Myrna Lou, because for quite some time now, I get these incredible, profound messages of wisdom that I know darn well it didn't come from me.
Well, it came
and I've
through
always
you.
Been that way.
Yeah, but it comes through you.
Yes.
See? And so that's why you have to put it down so that you can put it in a book so that it would help other people. That's probably what it is. It's probably a book of profound wisdom stuff that you're going to come up with. You could even call it that, profound wisdom.
Hey, yeah. Makes sense to me, you know.
Yeah.
You know, matter of fact, I've been told many a times is to walk around or while I'm driving just to have a voice-activated tape recorder or just have a tape recorder. And when because I have those moments where when it floods in, it just comes in one right after another.
And you can't stop it. That's right. You can't. It's just like creative thought processing, and it just goes boom, 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 boom. And then when it's gone, it's gone. So if you don't record it or jot it down, you lose it.
Well, let me ask you, now that we're on that, will I be writing more than one book?
I just saw on your hand a book is coming out this year. So in 2007, yeah, that's why I said you better start tape recording or have a ghostwriter or something. It looks like it's coming out this year.
I'll start making appearances as well on radio then.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not easy to write a book. I don't know if anybody ever told you that or not. The first one was easy because it was channeled. The next two that I wrote, which was The Diary of a Palm Reader and the one that's the soulmate one, those took blood and sweat. And I love every word I write, and then I would rewrite, and I would throw away half of it, and then I would cry, then I would write some more, then I love my words again. So that's what everybody does. You just work it to death, and then you're proofreading it over and over and over till you have it as perfect as you can get it. Then you send it to the publisher. So these three are my babies, but I have another one that I'm sending proposals out on right now, and you'll like the title. It's called Palms Red in Love and Light.
Ooh, I like it.
See, I sign off all my books and everything with love and light. So that's my signature. So I thought, well, I read palms and I read them in love, with love to the person so that I can help them, and light from above, so it's in love and light.
Yes. So I like that a lot.
So I sent it to Hay House, and it came back and it said, we don't accept unsolicited manuscripts. So I don't know how you're supposed to get into them if you don't have a... I guess you have to have an agent with them. So I'm trying other places.
Well, I have to share some information with you, and this will just prove to our listeners just how profound your readings are when you read the palms, is because I've already spoken to two individuals if they would consider being a ghostwriter for me. And they said, absolutely.
Oh, my God, see? But you have to have the ideas so they can have some kind of structure. They have to know what you want, you know. It has to come through you or from you, and then they can put it in the blood, sweats, and tear part.
But I have to say, too, Myrna Lou, is that there's a part of me as well that would really like to be the one to sit down and really write it. Because, you know, it's interesting. I wrote this really incredible proposal, and it's quite extensive. And I was just amazed on how well that was put together. Now, a dear friend of mine helped me tweak it and, you know, proofread it. And there were some areas that needed to be kind of, reworded or whatever.
Well, have you ever done that before?
What?
Was that your first proposal that you'd ever written like that?
Oh, yes. And do you know that this proposal took me 4 months to do?
Oh, my gosh.
That's how in
that's intense.
Every
yeah.
possible detail that you could think of to go within a proposal, it's in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many? So it's a big long thing, a lot of pages.
Oh yeah. I mean, I covered everything, you know, from point A to Z and everything in between it. And by the time you're done with my proposal, I feel pretty confident, I'm sure.
That they love you, whoever you gave it to. They decided they love you now. Yeah.
Well, I looked at it this way. They really wouldn't have any questions to ask me.
That's what I'm saying. Either they know you intimately and they love you, or forget it.
And then, of course, you know, I did a breakdown as well, you know, recapping all the highlights throughout the whole entire proposal.
Oh, well, so you
because
could have done it.
You're not going to remember all the, you know, different categories, right?
Right, so you have like a little synopsis of it all.
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
So I figured if I could do that, I probably could write my own book.
Oh, then the book will be easy for you because the proposal,
oh, no.
Or like the book proposal I had to do is 16 or 20 pages long, and I thought that was terrible enough. You know, and that was just for the new book that I wrote, but it has 87 chapters, and they wanted a little vignette from each of the chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take each story, break it down into a one-paragraph thing, and tell what the gist of the story is about.
One of the things I want to ask you, Myrna Lou, before we start getting to the juicy parts of reading palms, for all the listeners that are just now tuning in, I am your host, Maylee Lonnie, and you are tuned in to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show and my special guest tonight. And we are tremendously honored to have her once again on this show, and that is Myrna Lou. And she's going to be doing palm readings for all our listeners tonight that have scanned their palms and sent them in to her. But before we get started on that, Myrna Lou, let's give out your email website.
Okay.
If people would, our listeners would like to get in touch with you.
Well, they can look up. Yeah.
And if you would also share any special events that you may have coming up.
Okay. Well, my website has all three of my books with reviews on there, what the pricing is, except I did say that May I See Your Hand is $15 for your listeners instead of $20. The website is www.myrnalou, and it's spelled MYRNALOU, palmistry, PALMISTRY.com. So it's my name and palmistry.com. And the reason I did that is my name is pretty well known, so I thought might as well call it the Myrna Lou Show, but it's not the palmistry thing. So it's MyrnaLouPalmistry.com.
That's
my
right.
Website.
And you are indeed very well known.
Well, I travel and I go to different states and I do different things. And when you're on TV, it goes all over. And then I had my own show on cable for 4 years on a television thing, and now I have an agent in Hollywood trying to get that syndicated, so she's trying to sell it into different markets. So the reason I did the show, and I called it Soulmate Connections, same as my book, is because it helps people that are already married and think they're with their soulmate, people who are seeking a soulmate, people who are with somebody and don't know if it's the right one. It helps singles, marrieds, seniors, it doesn't matter who, teenagers. So I thought, okay, that show shows, because I read people's hands on there, it shows all kinds of situations, and if somebody sees somebody else's lifestyle or their situation, they can relate to it, and they go, oh, that's how I can handle it. This is what that person did. So that's why I did that. So all three of my books are on the website, or they can email me if they want to, and people get readings from me, and what I have them do is look up my website, and it tells how I do that. They can either scan their hand on the computer and send it to HMG, and that's my husband's and my name. It's Howard Myrna Goldbaum, HMG at private, private, and the letter I, com. So it's privateeye.com. And the reason when I do readings, some people don't have a scanner or they don't know how to use it, so they Xerox their hand, and people in foreign countries don't even have Xerox machines, so they slap paint on their hand and throw it down on a sheet. Sometimes I've had it with makeup, where somebody covered their hand with makeup and threw it down. As long as the lines come out, I don't care what they use. You know, it could be ink, it could be paint, it could, people use lipstick and put their hand down. So I get whatever I get, you know, and I work it out. So for your show, I have 6 people, and I spend a couple, 3 or 4 hours working them up.
Okay.
Because I don't want surprises.
Let me ask you this very important question that I'm sure that some of our new listeners would like to ask, and I'm sure they're probably wondering, you know, why would palmistry be so important? You know, how could I really use this to enhance my own personal life?
Well, here's the thing. I don't tell people what to do because that isn't my job. I show them what's on their hand, and then it's free will and their choice to do something. So I know people who say, dump the guy, quit the job. I don't do that. I say, here's where you are. You're stagnant. You're not moving forward, but you can choose to stay there, or you can make a plan and get out of that situation and change it. And that could be a job somebody hates. It could be a marriage they're not happy in. It could be a sibling that they're fighting with. It doesn't matter what it is. It's going to show up on the hand. And what I do is show them, this is your options. It's up to you to either move or stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, growth is what's important, so...
Also, is it correct that as we each year our lines change in our hands? And if the case, why is that?
Okay, you're born as a newborn baby and you have a hand about the size of a 50-cent piece. And as you grow, the lines were already there when you came out of your mother's womb. And they, every time a newborn baby has experiences, and then as that child grows and they're a teenager, then they're an adult, all those experiences are carried on the hand. And the lines move every 6 months. They change. You have the basic lines and things happen to you, and every time you go through something, it shows there. So, for instance, a newborn baby maybe has a heart valve problem or something. Doctors know... I had to do research for May I See Your Hand for that book, and I found out that in 1967 in America, every medical school uses oriental palmistry with their interns and residencies. For one whole day, they spend on palmistry. And the reason is they can look at a newborn baby's hand and know if there's a congenital heart problem or if there's a kidney that didn't form or whatever. So it's very important medically, but it's also important for other reasons, because a person... Maybe they're a teenager and then they get in a car wreck. Well, they wouldn't have if they had paid attention, but maybe somebody rammed into them and their hand would show their life is over at 16 or they're going to come out of it.
Uh-huh.
See?
So what is the difference between a type of palm reading that you do versus other traditional type of palm reading?
What's the differences?
Yes.
There's 15 or 20 kinds in the world, and they're all... The only one I don't understand is Gypsy, and I think that they make it up. They go, you will meet a tall, dark stranger, and I don't do that. But the rest of them all look at the lines, and they interpret. It's all in the eye of the interpreter, how they look at the line. For instance, I call the lifeline the thing that runs underneath the fingers that starts on the baby finger side of the hand and goes towards the middle of the hand or maybe to the third finger. I call that the lifeline. Well, Hindu Indian calls something that wraps around the thumb the lifeline. But if you were to measure that with a thread or anything or a little ruler, it's exactly the same. So if I say a person's going to 91 or 92 and they say 91 or 92, looking at it from a different point of view. So we get the same answer. It's a perspective from the one who's interpreting.
Wow.
And I get 90 to 95% right, so... That's pretty good.
Well, who are we going to start with tonight?
Well, you don't want me to do you first, do you?
Sure, if you'd like to.
Oh, since you're the host, I thought I'd do you first.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Thank you, Myrtle.
Well, the first time I did you was back in May, which was about 8 or 9 months ago. And then you sent me your hand, and I looked again, and it's not the same at all.
Okay.
And the reason is you had a learning curve, and you went down the road and then it stopped. You had like a dead end and you picked yourself up by the bootstraps and you just kept on going. And you know how the Energizer Bunny keeps on going?
Yes.
And you think I have a lot of energy? Well, I think you do too. So back then I said your lifeline showed 90 and it still does. It didn't change there. But it says you need to watch your diet a little bit. So do you eat salads and fruit and everything?
Yes, but, you know, I could get better with that.
I think you don't eat enough of it. It says that your system's screaming for fruits and vegetables. Doesn't mean you have to become a vegetarian. I didn't say that, but maybe you're eating more carbs or you're having more good things, you know, and not so much in what your system really wants.
Okay.
So, let's see, what else? And says you're pretty smart, but you have more street smarts or more common sense than most people. And doesn't necessarily mean you were a straight-A student in school. You might have been since you just told me about that proposal, but it means that you're not an airhead. You can figure out people, and you have a nice way about how you get your point across. Okay?
Okay.
So then after I've done 4 shows with you, now I go and look at the new hand that you sent me, and I know you're left-handed, but you're also right-handed because you're both-handed, right?
Yes.
So what I have to do is look at both of them, and I had to, like, play them against each other and see what I wanted to come up with. And it says you're so creative that sometimes you get ahead of yourself.
Oh, my God, that is so true, Marlo. And that's part of the because I get so much creative ideas and inspiration
It all starts coming. It. Yeah.
I get frustrated because I can't seem to get the world to move quick enough with me.
Well, here's the other thing. You're your own best friend and your own worst enemy because of that. So it says that radio is your starting position, and TV is the next level you're going to conquer, and you're going to have your book out there. See, and that's what it said. That's why I said I know there's a book coming out, because I see it here. Then on the love line, it said, I told you that I thought you had a soulmate in your life at one time, and I know you, the first marriage wasn't, because that was, you did that just to get out of the house, I think. We were all young, and we all do stupid things. But anyway, you got out of that one, and I think that now what happened is the second love of your life was really the one you should have ended up with, but you didn't. And then you wrote me and said that you heard from somebody after 20 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's the true soulmate. I think that's the one. I don't know. That it, maybe it means you came together or you found each other for closure, or maybe it means you found each other because you needed to and that you're going to get back together. But
oh,
it says
my God. Maybe I should have had you do mine secretly.
I won't say any more. I'm not saying anything else about rings and marriage, okay?
If you're not tuned into the show.
Oh, God. Well, it just says you're so busy, you run a lot.
You know what, honey? It is okay because, you know, you've known me long enough to know.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with most things. I don't hide.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything too incriminating. Here's what I am saying, though. It says you're lonely, that you're so busy and you're running all the time, but you need a partner. You want to share your life.
Yeah.
Well, it's your turn, because I know what age you are. We don't need to say ages here. I know you celebrated your birthday on the air once back in May or whenever that was. But whatever age you are now, I'm 30 in my head, and I'm actually 67, so I think I'm never going to get past 30, and you're a little ahead of me. You're 32, so you're 2 years more mature than I am. But we're both young at heart.
Oh, so I don't know if that's a good thing or not, Myrna Lou. I don't see any benefits of it yet.
Well, it means that you're never going to be an oldie. You know, you're not going to be a blue-haired little old lady sitting around, you know, just sitting on the couch. You're always going to be creating and thinking ahead and stimulating your mind and all that. So when it says on your hand that you want your work ideas, they come fast and furious, and some of them don't work out, so that's frustrating. Or you can't.
Yes, it is. I'm glad you brought that up because I get incredible ideas work-wise. I mean, you know, especially like if I'm creating for my radio shows or even just to put, like, you know, anybody ever wants me to do, like, events, I can put an event together that will just blow people away. And I can do it very quickly and make it look like I'd worked for days on it, you know?
Yeah, but that's because you're an organizer, see? And people, I am too, people who are organizers get it. You get it in your head, then you project out and you go make it happen.
Yes, I do.
Don't you see it in your mind's eye first, and then you can make it happen.
Yes.
So the reason I write is because that's my first love. And they say write about what you know. And the one thing I live 24/7 is palmistry, so that's why I wrote about what I know. And they say write what you
know. What about any of my other spiritual gifts?
Well, you're going in so many directions. So think of it as an umbrella. And, you know, an umbrella has a lot of spokes on it up underneath there.
Yes.
And so each of those spokes or each of those points is it something different you could do that's all spiritual, but they're all going in a different, each one is different. So one is you're teaching multidimensional stuff. Another one is you're a host of a radio show. Now you're going to write a book. Then you're thinking about TV. Then there's other areas, see? So I have like 5 or 6 things going on all at one time, and sometimes I can't sleep because I have so much going on, and I go, oh, I have to do this, and then I'm not done, and there aren't enough hours, and then other days I love my blankie and my pillow, and I sleep like a baby.
So I do exactly the same thing because I can run rapid for just days and, you know, weeks.
And then you
and
just
weeks,
need it.
And I need quiet time.
Well, see, and you're a sociable person. You like people around you, but then there's other times you want to be a hermit. You want to go be by yourself.
Yes.
Go inside yourself.
That's the fact.
So your spiritual life is what your life has always been, and you're taking it in new directions now. And what it, I'll just say one little thing, and then I'll be done with yours. But it says that the person you end up with will share your spiritual life and your work life, and they'll be beside you 24/7. Isn't that good?
We do have a caller.
In my hand, that's going to be okay.
It says it's going to be for the rest of your life. Yep.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so used to being independent, free, and a free spirit, you know. I just wanted to make sure that was going to be okay with me, that, you know.
That'll be perfect, because you'll learn to share your life with someone.
Hello. Oops.
Yeah,
hello. Sometimes I don't know how loud I am. Do you have a caller?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Amanda.
And I have a question, if you know anything about this. You know, some numerologists often say, what numbers are you missing? You know, they say, okay, what are your missing numbers? What does that mean? I heard that the other day.
Yeah,
I
told
you
know
that, what that
I don't
means.
Have any threes, and I don't know what it
means. Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, what am I missing? What does that mean? Anyways, I'll put this person on the air now. Here they come. Oh, cool. Okay, I'll listen while I'm putting them on the air. Thank you. Thank you, Lorraine.
Whenever you're missing numbers within your own numerology blueprint, what is that you need to be able to incorporate those vibrations within that makeup of this lifetime. Does that make sense?
I missed that only
so
because
that
I hung up on the caller. I hung up on the caller.
Oh, no.
No, I hung up on the
call back.
Sorry. Can you guys hear me okay?
Sure. Okay. I can hear you.
Okay.
So what that means is, let's say you're missing a bunch of nines, then that particular area that is the nine vibration means that those are areas of challenges that you will face in that lifetime. Does that make sense?
Well,
it does make sense.
Incorporating those numbers within that vibration.
No, yeah, it does. It does make sense. I just, I don't know what it means. You know what I mean?
See, like,
well, you know,
completion, right? So, if you're missing a nine vibration within your blueprint makeup, that means you're going to have more of a challenge in this lifetime.
In the following through and finishing something.
Finishing, exactly.
So how do you know what numbers you're missing? I mean, how would you know?
Oh, all you have to do is give me your full name, your first, middle, and last name.
So they don't go off a birth date? They don't, it's not.
Well, you can do that as well.
Oh, okay.
And what I have to do is find the value of each, either letter. With the numbers, you already got them there.
So it's really by your name.
Quickly, what's missing?
So you can have now missing numbers to your name and missing numbers to your birthday.
Yes.
Oh wow! So we're missing a whole bunch of numbers all around anywhere.
No, usually you're only missing one number.
Really?
Yeah, I'm only missing threes on mine.
How do you figure? I mean, how do you figure it out?
Well, okay, let me give you an example. Number four has the vibration of two twos. Because two twos equals four.
And the 2211 is a master.
Okay, well, so what would mine be? Now I'm curious. I'm really curious. I'm really curious. But when someone tells me there's something missing, maybe, then it piques my interest.
I should have done your
well,
hand.
You know what? wait, Don, hold that.
Okay.
Because I got a show coming up on numerology. So what I'll have you do is we'll do that and do a reading if you would like. But we won't expose it that it's your reading.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, because I got a show coming up this month.
Sure, that sounds great.
Numerology.
Yeah. I mean, because I have no idea. I mean, that's a good point. I mean, if there's something missing,
yeah.
Well,
it always makes me laugh because I mean, it's got to be true, but then numerology can actually, that you can define what you're missing, where you're going, what you're doing, where you're at. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that a number can tell you that, a name, a birth date. You know, it's interesting.
You can't change your name or your birth date. It is what it is. Yeah.
Now, a great example, Don, is I'm actually missing some numbers as well. So because I'm missing those particular numbers, any time that particular vibration comes up for me, I just pay more closer attention because for it to work with me, I have to, you know, like stay very focused so I can make that major breakthrough. It's a little bit more challenging for me than it would be for someone else.
Well, I'm going to have to check on the other schedule. It's silent. I mean, there's nothing happening over there, and I don't know if I missed something. So if anybody's tuning in, I probably did miss something.
Well, tell people to call in. I can answer their questions.
Okay. Well, yes. Call in.
I can't see their hand if they don't scan it to me, but they can ask me questions.
Absolutely. So, Don, we'll do your numerology, okay? But matter of fact, let me just make that announcement real quick to our listeners. We are indeed having a numerology show. So what I think I'm going to do is start announcing where I can maybe have you guys send in your information to the numerologist so we can actually do readings for you right over the air. So if you guys just bear with me, we'll actually do that because numerology is very dear to my heart, and yes, it is a very powerful tool for all of us. Now, for all the listeners of VBS Radio, I truly want to thank each of you for tuning in to the Universal Spiritual Connection, and we have our wonderful guest, Myrna Lou, tonight. Now, please do not hesitate to call in, and we do sincerely apologize to the listener that called in. I do hope that you will pick up the phone and call us again. The toll-free number here is 877-270-8714 or 530-876-9026, 530-413-4515. So, Myrna Lou, what we're going to do here real quick, and we'll be happy, Myrna Lou will be happy to answer any of your questions, or if you would like to discuss any particular area about your own palms or have any questions about Myrna Lou's books or any of her appearances, please don't hesitate to give us a call. We're just about getting ready to go on a break here, Myrna Lou.
Okay.
So what we will do is, if you will permit, we will continue with the readings when you come back. We're going to give you a 3-minute break. Is that all right with you?
That's perfect, yeah.
Okay. So let me have you give our listeners your website and email address once again, please.
Okay. So my, if they want to email me, hmg@private.com. If they want to look up my website, see my pictures, see all the other stuff I'm doing, my schedule of events coming up, it's www.myrnaloupalmistry.com. And my name is spelled MYRNA. LOUPALMISTRY.com. And I'm kind of proud of my website, so I'd like them all to take a look at it.
Yes, you did a very nice job, by the way. I wanted to commend you on that because I did. I went and explored your website. So what we're going to do now, Myrna Lou, we're going to go ahead and let you take a 3-minute break. And
okay.
Then when you get ready, you just come back and join us, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Wow, this is incredible. And when Myrna Lou comes back, she is going to continue giving each and every one of you the readings, your palm readings, to all the ones that have scanned in your palms. Now, if you've missed out on this particular show of Scanning Your Palms, Myrna Lou will rejoin us again in a couple of months here. I love having her on the show. She has been true to form in every bit of the information she has ever given to me, and a lot of things that she had shared with me in May of 2005 was definitely very, very powerful and informative to me. And it was really interesting because as they came forward, I was able to tune in to those road signs when they showed up in my life. And it's always nice to be able to, it's not a tool to for you to always rely upon 24/7. It is powerful information to guide you through many different aspects of your life, from love relationships to your own spiritual gifts that are available to you as an individual. Do we have a caller? Hello? Okay, I guess not. So I'll continue talking. I'm really glad Don brought that subject matter up, because I actually do indeed teach numerology and have taught many different classes on the subject. But I am going to have Elizabeth Summers coming on, and we're going to actually do numerology readings. And I really appreciate her readings as well, because she is another individual. If you'll give her your attention, you will find that she really digs deep within hidden aspects as well as Myrna Lou does. And I want to make an announcement to all of you. Guess who we are having on this show next week? And that is indeed Dr. Richard Boylan. And I am so excited. Now, next week, we are going to be discussing about the four Earth government secret meetings with our star nation. So I do hope that you will join us next week, Tuesday. And once again, that is with Richard Boylan. And we will be discussing about the four Earth governments that are secretly meeting with our star nation.
We have a caller. They're online, too.
Oh, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
Good evening. It's Julia. How are you?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Doing well. Interesting show.
Is Leilani just babbling tonight?
No, you're doing fine.
Oh, bless your heart. You'd say that anyway, wouldn't you?
Oh.
Can you tell I'm in a great mood tonight?
Yes.
Thank you. Were you the caller that called earlier?
No, I'm just calling in for the first time now. I just was going to see if Myrna Lou had had a chance to look at my palm for the redo and see what she saw new.
Yes, and matter of fact, she's going to be coming back onto the show here in a few minutes. And we'll have her do your palm.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Well, you're currently from the East Coast, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to tell all our listeners where you, what state you live in?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Wow. Okay. Tell us what time it is there.
It's 11:34.
Ouch. Are you going to be talking to me tomorrow? Keeping you up all night?
No. I hear an echo.
Well, Myrna Lou's going to be coming back in a few minutes, and we will all have Myrna Lou do your palm reading first. But I wanted to ask you a question, Julie, if I may.
Okay.
Why were you interested in having your hand read?
Well, I called, 8 months ago or so, and Myrna Lou, like you said, she's really awesome, and what she can perceive in a palm And when you had sent the email saying that she was going to be coming back and that there was new things that you could see, I was like, wow. I thought, you know, once your palm was your palm, it was that way for the rest of your life. I mean, I know that she had said when you're a baby, it starts out small and you have different things happen, but I guess I didn't expect any more once you're an adult. I figured it got to where it was, and that's where it was going to be until you cross over.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel that that has helped you in your own personal path?
Yeah, I just went back and reread it tonight, and so much of what she said was exactly right. Things that, have happened in my life, and
wow.
She was spot on. It's amazing that she can look at a palm of a perfect stranger and tell you that much about your history and be accurate.
Yes, I agree. I mean, we're very fortunate to have her. Let me check, see if she's back with us. Are you back with us, Myrna Lou?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh,
hi, Julia.
Hi, Myrna Lou.
Hi. Julia did have... I did Julia's hand back in May of 2006, and then she... sent her hand again, so this is her reread. So,
okay.
Julia, here's what I saw before. You know what I told you before. So now what I see, there's been some changes. You still have a million lines. I wrote to you that you have more lines than 92 of us, and I have hardly any, so that means you're a very old soul. And so what it says is your verbal and nonverbal skills are being, you have body English, and you can express well. You're not afraid to talk or get your point across, but you're not a type A personality. But it says that you're more outgoing now than you were back in May. Would you admit that? Do you think something's changed
at all?
I don't
know about that. I thought I was a little more introverted than I was back then.
Well, your thumb looked different then than it does now. I compared the two pictures. So what it says now is, or if you aren't, you're going to be more open to new things or new ideas or trying new things or new restaurants or whatever it is. So it says that instead of closing down, you're opening up. That's what I saw.
Yeah,
agree with that, Myrna Lou, because, Julie has been with this show for quite some time. And I have to tell you, Julie, you've done some incredible growth.
That's what I see. I see her going forward and where she was before. I didn't want to say that she wasn't going anywhere when I did her thing before, but I read it, and now I see where she's moving out of that mode and into a better place so that she can call in a soulmate or a soulmate can find her. She has a double a soulmate on her hand, and almost nobody has that. And that always gets my interest because that's my favorite thing to talk about. And so it says she may have already been married once to a soulmate. She completed that. They finished whatever they came together to do, and now the timing's right for a second one to show up because she had two marks on her hand. And I'm telling her one's waiting in the wings. There's somebody just waiting for her to be a little more open so that when the opportunity's there, it'll be just easy. It'll be, that person will just blend with her and there won't even be any nerves or anything. Everybody will just get along real quick together easily. So one in a million people gets their soulmate the first time, and I think she had one, but I think that was just like, think of it as an apple, and you're a half of the apple, the other person's a half, and you came together to make a completed apple, and then the apple rolled away. It was over with. So it means that you're not, since you have a double mark there, you're one of the fortunate ones that could have somebody in your life again, but it would be for the rest of your life. And this time it would probably be for 40 years or something. And it means that you would have the other half. You would complete each other. So you have a thing called a ski track that goes right down the middle of your palm, and hardly anybody has that. Just 1 in 100,000 have it. And almost nobody has double soulmate marks and a ski track, and you have it all. So it means two people walk in tandem with one another, but you get to be an individual. Nobody's a control freak. Nobody says, I forbid you to do this or that. You just both do your own thing, but you're together. And that's what makes it work. So it means you're in balance with the universe and you're in balance with the person that you're supposed to end up with. Now, the thing that's really new is the thing by your wrist is red, and red means now, any minute, this week, next week, it's pretty soon. And before, it wasn't red. And the soulmate mark is like a little pyramid thing down by your wrist, and if you take a look at your hand, if you put your elbow on your stomach, throw your hand out in front of you, and bend it a little bit towards your nose, you're going to see two little pyramids. Do you see those, Julia?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Well, one you already did, and the other one's waiting. And the second one is the one that's red, the one on the baby finger side of the hand, I think. And so it's kind of pinkish red. It's not like blood red, but it's showing that it's coming real soon. And I say that the soulmate connection is your roadmap for people to use to accidentally, on purpose, bump into the other right energy that's out there. So when I wrote the book on soulmate connections, and I don't know if you got my book or not, but I gave 15, this book's pretty neat because there's a relationship mistakes checklist, 15 qualities to look for in a mate, all kinds of stuff that nobody ever tells you. And so here's what I think you're going to find. Somebody who's got a commitment to learning and personal transformation. They're going to be open emotionally and compassionate like you are. They'll have integrity and honesty. They'll be mature, not somebody you have to fix. They'll have responsibility, good self-esteem. They'll be working on self-improvement all the time with a positive attitude. They'll be sharing their ideas and opinions and talking to you back and forth. You won't be just one talks, the other listens. It's a back and forth. He'll be trustworthy, sensitive, passionate, have pride in himself, good self-image, cooperative, but it has to have sexual chemistry, has to have a sense of humor. There's a lot of other stuff that comes into the play, but you're going to get it all. So how about that?
Wow.
So that was worth staying up late for?
Yes.
Was that worth staying up late?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, good. Well,
before
I'd like to read it. Oh, go ahead.
I apologize for interjecting. Before we let Julie go, can you touch a little bit on career for her as well?
Okay. Well, her work line didn't change that much.
Okay.
Before, when I saw it, I said that she had a strong work ethic, that she tries hard, and she thinks really long and hard about things and follows through. And I still believe that. I think that she doesn't like her job. She could change it. But it shows she's logical and practical and sensible and methodical and sets goals. And she, when she says she's going to do something, she does it. Some people say, yeah, I'll do it, and then they don't do it. So if somebody hates their job, all you have to do is look around and find something else to do, but don't leave the one you have till you find something that you really like, and then you have something to go to. And I think in work they appreciate you, but they don't give you the credit that's due. So,
wow.
That was the career thing.
That,
very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It was definitely worth staying up for.
All good.
Any questions real quick for Myrna Lou before we say goodbye?
Well, the one I always ask is about relocation. I don't know if you see that in a palm.
Well, if you get the right person in your life, and if they have a job opportunity at Microsoft and you have to move to Seattle, you won't be living in Maryland anymore. That's all I'm going to say. That's sort of the answer.
Yes, indeed.
Did you get that?
Well, thank you. Yes,
that is relocation. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you both
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, Julie.
Take care.
Good
and
night
blessings.
To you and blessings.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay.
Good night. Wow,
so
that's great, Myrna Lou.
Yeah, well, see, I had two to compare there. The rest of them are all brand new. I never met any of them, but I would like to do Sherry Rose next because she sent me
absolutely.
Six of her hands. What happened was yesterday I pulled them all up to start working on them, and I couldn't read hers. It was kind of blurry, and I didn't know if it was my computer or her picture. So I emailed her, and I said, could you send me a new one? So she redid it six times. So I told her she's the poster girl for scanned palms. She sent me three with a flash from her digital camera and three without a flash, and I only needed one, and it was perfect. So if you're listening, Sherry Rose, I don't say people's names on the air, but anybody under the age of 50...
Do you have another caller?
Oh, okay.
Too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to finish Sherry Rose real quick, okay?
Okay,
anybody,
I'm going to ask my caller just to hang in there with us real quick, okay? Just be patient, and we'll get right to you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Myrna Lou.
So anyway, anybody under the age of 50 has the opportunity of living to 120, 130, because technology and science will come in your lifetime. So hers shows, her lifeline has a double thickness on it. It looks like a little thread running right next to it. And to me, that represents strength in her constitution. It means she can fight off illnesses or things that come her way. And so she's not a namby-pamby. She might get a headache and she goes to work anyway. And some people go, I can't do this. I can't go to work. And other people just take an aspirin and go. And that's one shift who she is. She can dream really well and visualize, and she sees things, and then she projects out, and she can make things happen, the same as Leilani. And she's good at thinking things through and finding solutions to problems and remembering stuff. The love line shows she had two main loves in her life. The first connection was in the early 20s, and the second one is in the 30s. And what a marriage or a union of two people looks like a triangle, but it has to have a base or a bottom on it. Then it means it's final, it's the last one, it's forever. And she has a base on the second one. It's still there. So I don't know if she's single, divorced, what, but she has the mark of the triangle that has the base on it that says something was pretty definitely good. And she also has the ski track that going down the middle that only 1 in 100,000 people have. So she has it and Julia had it. And there's a double section on her. She has an X's mean good luck, and she's got one that's huge with double-sided on one side of it, touching the ski track. And that's very unusual, and it shows that she might have had a broken engagement, but she was okay with it. Then she has a ton of the caregiving lines on the heel of the thumb, and that's very important. It means she's not one of these ego people, but she cares about everybody. And the spacing between her fingers shows she's fair and equal and never shows favoritism. She bends over backwards to do the right thing. And in reproduction, it shows she could have had 4 children, but I think she had 2. And she's showing 75 years on the bracelets right now, and she's not that old, so that's good. They came in early. And there's flanges on fingers, and we have fingerprints, and then we have the flanges. And hers are very clean, which means she hasn't made too many mistakes in this lifetime. And there's some people have so many marks there's no room for any more, and hers are really good. So, Sherry, Rose, I hope you like your reading. And now I'll take your caller.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow,
we're getting out there, yeah.
Yes, ma'am, we are. Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. How may we serve you tonight?
This is new to me. Can you give me a reading? Or?
Well, I have to see your hand. I can't do it, you know, without the hand. So what you
okay.
could do is look up my website, and it tells on there how to get a reading. Or you
okay.
can wait until Leilani has her next show. And I can do it then, you know, when she has me back, probably in the late spring or summer or whenever I come back on.
Okay.
It'll be a lot sooner than that. So would that be okay with you, Linda?
It sure would. I was new to this. I just found it, the number to call on the computer, and I wasn't sure what I was, you know, so I will do that. I'll get on the website and do that.
Okay, did you write down my website so you can get in touch with me?
Okay. Yes,
okay, because my email is on there also and my phone number and everything. And then it'll tell you how to, if you want a reading, if you want a real reading. These are little mini readings, what I'm doing now. When I do a reading for someone, it's 4 pages typed. It's very intense, and it takes me quite a while, but it's so much information that sometimes people want it typed and taped so they can listen to it and read it at the same time.
Okay.
Okay?
Let me give you Myrna Lou's website, and that is M as in Mary, Y, R as in Ralph, N as in Nancy, A as in Alpha, L-O-U, P as in Paul,
A-L, M as in Mary, I, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, ry.com. And I'm going to go ahead and give you that email address as well, and that is hmg@P as in Paul, R-I, V as in Victory, A, T as in Tom, EI.com. And I will be having Myrna Lou back on. And if you'll just check out my show page under Universal Spiritual Connection, you'll see where I'll have Myrna Lou posted on her next show, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And we are honored to have you as a new listener.
Thank you. I'm honored to be one. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night. Okay. So, Myrna Lou, who are we going to read for next?
Well, I want to do Dennis. Okay.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Real quick. Because I love it when you bring on someone who knows this stuff, because as you know, Leilani, my brother's a psiognomist. I love that word. He reads faces. And he's, it's kind of interesting because, see, he does palms, but he's never read my palm. This is my twin brother. And I have these three pyramids on my palms.
Where are they?
One would be on the left if you drew a, like, a triangle, and then you drew another triangle on the right, but they intersected and created a third triangle in the middle.
Okay, that's not what that is. That's an M, the symbol M. It looks like
it looks like an M. That's the only thing.
That's exactly what it is, and it's called a mystic cross. But I have to ask you a question. Is your brother your identical twin or your fraternal twin?
Fraternal.
Oh, so you don't have the same hand then.
So
that I learned on my sister when she was 6 and I was 10.
Right.
Her hand, I always tell her she's not really from our family because she doesn't look like anybody and I look like everybody in our side of the family. But her hand is totally different than mine because we're 4 years apart.
So is the M, what is the M? Is that
okay, the M stands for three things, and when I tell you what it is, you'll like it. It's called the Mystic Cross, but it has nothing to do with crosses or mysticism.
Right.
It has to do, number one, says you're a survivor. You can find a way out of any situation. You know, you can figure things out. Huh?
I like that.
Okay, that's number one. Some people are not survivors. They give up. Number two, it stands for money, 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 millions. It's good. I wish I had an M. I have a little one, but it's not formed like yours is. It's not so good. And number three, it says nobody better pull the wool over your eyes or pull a trick on you, or they're going to be sorry they ever met you.
You know, when I was younger, that was true. Now, not at all.
Well, we're grown-ups now, but it means they shouldn't cross you anyway.
Well, you know, I hope I never give anybody ever a reason to.
Well, but you don't pay back now, but it just means that you remember it.
Yeah, well, thank you. Wow, you're extraordinary.
Oh, thank
extraordinary.
You.
Thank
well, Dennis
you.
Has an M on his hand, too, and I was going to do Dennis, and then you came on. But he has the same, he has an M.
Right.
Looks like some different triangles, but it really makes an M. When you hold your hand sideways, you can see it. So here's what I see for him. His lifeline says he's going to about 90, and that's pretty good for a male. But he's not going to see 120 or 130 because we're past 50. And anybody over 50 doesn't, in our lifetime, they won't say, don't eat the food on the planet. You'll die. You'll die. That's going to happen to the young people. And Leilani's sort of on the cusp. She might or might not see 120 to 130, but he won't for sure, and neither will I. And it shows his family line was really long, but I think they didn't get vitamins and exercise and good eating habits, and probably none of the men lived to 90 in his line. He might be the first one. His love line shows he had a union in the early 20s. May not have been a marriage, but then in the 30s it shows he got married. And a union doesn't always mean a marriage. It means two people may be mentally connect or emotionally or physically or sexually or however they connect. And the wishbone symbol is the triangle, but it has to have that bottom on it. I was talking about it. And he has one. and he has a giant X to it, next to it. And X's mean good luck anywhere on the hand, whatever area they're on. If they're on the lifeline, it means your health is real good.
Yeah, that's
on
what
the
I have.
Line.
The whole bottom is crossed, and then all three triangles are crossed. I mean,
right.
The M is enclosed all the way to the bottom, and then even the center one's enclosed.
That's why I said money, money, money,
and
money,
they're all
money.
X's.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat.
Interesting.
So, it shows luck on whatever area the X is, and on Dennis, the area is on his love line. His is 10 times larger than the average person, and I think yours is pretty big, too.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're on the lifeline, they're not good luck. Then they're called guardian angels, and he has two that take care of him, protect him, love him, guard him, show him the way to go. In high school, if he didn't study for a test, they took it for him and saved his butt. The thumb shows he's outgoing in personality, not afraid to take on new challenges, and he can stimulate his mind because he learns something new every day. He's like a sponge. He goes, I want that. I'd like to learn that. That looks interesting. So he has a lot of determination in anything he does. His bracelet shows 75 years from the scanned palm. I can't see beyond that. And each row on a wrist equals 25 years, starting on the baby finger side and going across. So that means he got his early because he isn't 75 yet. And that's always better than getting them as you need them. I get them as I live them, and it's much better to see them there ahead of time. And it shows as a youth he was a worrier, but now he takes it one day at a time and he doesn't worry as much. So I hope Dennis liked his reading.
Well, it's really interesting. He's actually a very good friend of mine. I see him at least once a week. He actually works
yeah.
in the sheriff's department. He's quite an intelligent individual. And you're right, Lou,
yeah.
because he just soaks up knowledge.
That's why I call him a sponge, yeah. That's what it shows.
I think his teeth in it, no big deal. And he's actually shocked me quite a few times because I was still over there trying to figure out how to put all the components together. And he was like sitting there twiddling his thumb saying, okay, Leilani, when are you going to catch up?
Oh, you didn't catch on as fast as he does. That's why.
Oh, no, I didn't.
He's like a quick study mind, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, him and I were involved with a course to where there was, I mean, you should have seen this manual. When they handed us this huge manual, I said, there's no way you expect us to learn and absorb all this information in a system.
You know what? You're breaking up.
Oh, am I?
Yeah,
hey,
your voice
God,
is going
I'm breaking up.
Your voice is going in and out. I can't hear you.
But anyway,
better. Okay.
It was, I had to work at it, and he didn't.
Well, so then I must have been right about.
Oh, very
you know,
much so.
That he soaks it up. Let's do Courtney.
In fact, before I forget, Myrna Lou, could you actually send him that short reading?
Sure.
Through his
I have
email?
Somewhere to send it. You have his. You can give me his email. Email me his email, and then I'll email this to him.
I will, because unfortunately,
I don't wanna...
he had to work tonight shift at the in the sheriff's department. So he was a little bummed that he wasn't going to be able to hear the reading.
Okay, so what I will do is email it to him if I get his email, but I don't think you should give it to me on the air.
No, I won't.
Okay, now let's do Courtney, because she's 21 years old, and I love to do young kids, because I'm only 30, don't forget. So her lifeline is the longest one of anybody I've read here, and it shows 93 to 94 longevity. And it says she's smart in the ways of the world, and that means street smart, not necessarily books or school smart. It says she can figure things out, people, read a book. She's at a party, and they tell a dirty joke. She gets it. She laughs. I hear the same joke. I laugh, and then I go, what'd that mean? Because I don't get it. And so it means she's sharp. She's quick. She's a quick study also. Her love line shows she's not married, but she sure would like to be. And it shows her first love connection was at 15 or 16, and she discovered the boys at 12. That's when she went boy crazy with her girlfriends. But none of the guys knew about when she had crushes. She kept it away from them. It was just what the girls would squeal and carry on. But she has a criteria list now of what she wants in a mate, and the very top thing is she wants a partner. She doesn't believe in divorce, and she never wants one. She's not going to settle. She's waiting for the prince. She doesn't want just any old body. She wants what she wants, and they have to be, you know, have a good job, have something to offer, be a sharp dresser, think she's the sex goddess. There's a whole bunch of stuff she wants, and she's not going to go with anybody until she gets the right one. She's real picky, very particular, careful. She won't waste time going out with somebody just to be going out. She may have one date with somebody, and if she doesn't like what's going on or if there's no spark there, she doesn't waste her time with that person. She just goes ahead. Yeah. So she cares about...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. She cares about humanity, community, the environment, animals. Usually young kids don't do that. She likes it all. She wants to heal the whole earth. She has high ideals. And reproduction shows two children. She has four marks, which most of us carry, but it says she's going to do one and say, I'm never doing that again, and then she has to do the second one. But they'll have arms, legs, and a brain. That's all we care about. They'll be perfect. But her mother wants to wait until after she's married before she has any children. Her past life shows three, and she drowned in one of them. And the other three were normal. So let's say she lived during the time of Jesus and people died at 37 in those centuries. Maybe she had natural deaths of 37, or maybe they died at 40 or whatever. So on a continuum, normal would be 4 to 7 past lives, and she's a 4. So she's so normal, and I like that because I've seen people at 50 and 60, and I give a lecture if somebody has more than 20. I go, what is wrong with you? So 4 past lives is good. I've only had one, so I'm on the low end of the continuum. Her ESP is very strong, and she could develop it easily. She has an interest in horoscopes and numerology and tarot cards and astrology, palms, all that stuff. And she can learn any of it just by training herself because she's got the kind of mind that says, I want it, I want it. And if you want something, you can manifest it and make it happen. So I think she could develop her psychic ability. So I hope Courtney liked that. What'd you think of that one?
Well, that was really good because I, well, you know me, Myrna Lou. I know just about everybody that listens to me.
Yeah, do you know who that is? So you know her?
Yes, I do, matter of fact.
Was I right? Is she holding out for the prince?
Absolutely. And I had the pleasure of working with her. And through observation as well, and just having, you know, one-on-one conversation.
Yeah.
She's just a really bright young lady, and she's very refreshing to be around.
Well, and she should be real spontaneous.
Yes.
You know, just she just bounces right around. Yeah, because young kids do that anyway. You know, they have this spark and energy to them. Okay,
how
then I did.
How many more readings do we
one.
Have?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll be done, and you...
Let me just real quick, for all the ones of the listeners that have just tuning in, this is a Universal Spiritual Connection show, and I am your host, May Leilani. Our guest tonight is Myrna Lou, and she is doing Asian Oriental palm reading, and she has been always one of my favorite and dear guests. She has three books out, and those titles are May I See Your Hand. The other one is The Diary of a Palm Reader and Soulmate Connection. And tonight, Myrna Lou has offered to all the listeners of BBS Radio a special prize for the book May I See Your Hand for $15 to all the listeners. So when you get ready to contact Myrna Lou, if you're interested in buying this book, please let her know that you are a listener of the Universal Spiritual Connection Show, so you can get your discount from Myrna Lou. Thank you, Myrna Lou.
Okay. Let me tell them the prices on the other two because we didn't get to that. The Soulmate Connections book is $12.95, which is $13, and then it's $2 for shipping. And it has Irma Bombeck as the very first story in there. And The Diary of a Palm Reader has Phil Donahue, and that one is $11.95 with $2 shipping. So the publisher sets the price. You don't get to pick what you want to charge for a book. But I decided I would give a discount on the how-to book because a lot of people buy that book like mad, and they'd like to learn it, and they can teach themselves.
Absolutely. And I want all the listeners of this show to know that I don't normally you know, especially over air, endorse people, but I will have to say that Myrna Lou has always been very dear to my heart. I believe in her work, and she has proven herself time and time again, not only to me, but to all the listeners of this show. And I personally endorse Myrna Lou's work. I mean, she's just really incredible. As you can see tonight, as you're listening to the show. So please, Myrna Lou, you can
Well, thank you so much for the kind words. Let me do Carol now. Carol Sprague is on the cusp. I'm not saying what age, but she's a little bit underneath the 50-year mark, so she has a chance or the opportunity of going a lot longer. Because her lifeline shows she's going past 90, that would be the heredity line from her relatives. So let's say that her relatives came over and covered wagons, and maybe everybody got shot by the Indians except one set of settlers, and it was her family. Because it says she's a squeaker. They get through no matter what. Then she has the opportunity of going longer due to technology. So she has a double fork at the end of the lifeline. Now, most people have a lifeline that runs under the fingers. It's a long, skinny line that you can see when you bend your hand up, and there's like a little V or a fork at the end of that line, and she happens to have two of them. So the first one we all have, and it's normal, and it's called good thought processing. You can read a newspaper once, and you get it. You can watch a movie on TV, turn to somebody and say, I already have this figured out. I know how it's going to go. Or you read a book and you have the ending before you're finished. But then the second one is called Mother Earth, and that means somebody whose feet are firmly planted on the ground, never been in la-la land, never been an airhead, never let anybody lead you astray. You just always were common sense, knew what you wanted, and slowly and surely get what you're supposed to get because you're working through the earth. So it shows you care about the earth. And you care about people, and you care not to hurt anybody's feelings on purpose. And it shows you have good work ethic, and you're doing all the right stuff. Now, it says it shows as an early age, her mother had to take her to the doctor for ear, nose, and throat infections. And we all had that at an early age, but she outgrew hers at 7 or 8. And it looks like she had a health concern around 20, but then that went away. I can see that she's a self-sufficient individual. She can take care of business with no help in many areas. Her work line shows she's logical and practical, sensible. She does work with an organized mind. She's detail-oriented. She sets goals. She strives to reach them. Mostly her goals are internal. Nobody knows. She keeps it to herself. But her determination, planning, and follow-through is on everything she undertakes. So she doesn't say, yeah, I'll be the United Way person here at work and then back out. Mm-hmm. She says she's going to do it. She does it. She's a finisher, not a quitter. She's not stubborn. She listens to other people, and she works in innovative ways. She comes up with new ways to do things at work. She's a caregiving, and she's a giving person. She's not a pushover, but she's easy to be with her friends. They like her because she's not difficult. She's got an easy personality. She goes with the flow. She doesn't put up walls or act superior around people. She's not an ego head, and she's appreciated for who she is. But she has to watch out for burnout because people who are givers sometimes get used up, and people can take advantage of her good nature. And I think she's manager material. So she started working at a young age. Maybe she babysat or had part-time jobs. But now she's probably at the top of her game, or if she isn't, she should be. She could be a nurse, a therapist, a counselor, anything one-on-one. But she's also good with paperwork, and she's a good worker. So I hope that Carol liked her reading.
And that's very accurate about her as well.
No kidding. Oh, that's good to know.
Well, you know, I appreciate the people around me. I appreciate
yes.
the listeners that listen and share themselves with this show. And so I like to be able to really connect with the listeners, with the people around me. And if you really care, then you find a way to learn about them. You know,
oh, and so, yeah, the people you work with, yeah, you get to know different things about them, yeah.
absolutely. And, you know, every time if I needed someone to count on, she's the one who I would call.
Oh, so that's what I said, follow through. Yeah. Well, she's one of these people, if somebody's venting or having a big problem at work or at home and they're telling her all kinds of stuff, she doesn't say, get out of my face, I'm busy. She goes, uh-huh. Then when they're gone, she goes about her business. But the reason is her family taught her to be polite and not, you know, she's a compassionate, true blue type person.
Yes.
See? So she's a shoulder to cry on, but she doesn't tell people what to do either or how to do it.
Now, Myrna Lou, I know that you were sharing earlier about my own reading. May I recap some of that information that
you... Sure, and what do you want to know?
I know
okay, I'll get you back up in here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking at you right now.
I do know that you were sharing with me for 2007, you know, that I would, you know, I had a book that needed to come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And also that I would probably explore TV.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I was supposed to start shooting a TV show in January.
Oh, and it got put on hold a little bit?
No, I made a decision not to go that direction.
Oh.
And I do know, and it would not be to serve me for my highest or for others. And whenever I get involved with something, I have to really believe in what I'm doing.
And it has to be the highest good for everybody, yeah.
That's right. You know, because to me, being a radio host or involved with TV, it has to have a foundation that it supports humanity, the growth to humanity as a whole. So anyway, so you've mentioned about TV. Now,
yeah, but I think it's still coming because the show's on your hand. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Leilani.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Eileen.
Oh, my God!
It's good to hear you on again.
You're just about bringing me to tears.
Ah. It's so good to hear you on the radio again.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And with Myrna
Lou,
too.
I've got to share this with you, young lady. I was just thinking about you yesterday and today. I said, where has she been hiding?
I've been the same. You know where I am.
Oh, my God. You have made my day. You have made my day.
Well, I was listening to what Myrna Lou said about your poem, and I didn't know she was going to be on, or I would have had a reread, because she did mine in May last year also.
Oh, shoot. You didn't send me your hand, did you? No, I didn't.
I didn't know she was
going to
be on.
Well, you know what? Do it for the next one, because I have you on my computer.
I know you do.
Well, I mean, and then I'd have a new one, and I can compare them and see where the changes are for you. So when you find out when I'm on again, because I don't know, you know, when we find out, then I have two people I could do again.
But check your schedule, by the way, Myrna Lou.
Okay.
Now that it's come up again.
Okay, I'm sitting right here.
April the 3rd, okay?
Oh, that's soon, huh?
For what day?
Eileen, I cannot believe. Are you, girl? I am so thrilled. I am just absolutely thrilled you are on the line with me.
Well, I've been going to call you, but I see there's a different phone number.
Where?
I've been here since Christmas.
Well, I know, but what different phone number? You should always have my phone number.
Yeah, I do.
Phone number she's talking about.
Any listener that would like to directly get connected with me, my phone number is area code 480 855-6198, or you can send me an email at imdivinelight@aol.com. Once again, that is imdivinelight@aol.com. Phone number is 480-255-6198. Eileen.
Oh, as long as I'm on, do you see anything for me?
Maybe she can. I can't without your hand.
Well, one of the things that I picked up on you yesterday, by the way, is that you were still working on smoothing out the transition that you've made. Is that correct?
That's correct. Had a few ripples yesterday and today.
Yeah, I actually
picked up on
that.
Pulling me back to the old stuff.
Ah.
Huh?
Say that again, Eileen.
It keeps pulling me back to the old business that still is not cleaned up.
Let me say this, okay? Because I picked up on this with you yesterday. Isn't that ironic how you would call tonight and I was picking up on this yesterday with you?
Well, so that sounds like you're very strong.
Yeah. That's obvious your soul was, you know, reaching out. So one of the things I want you to remember is keep a happy heart. I would like for you to think about shifting your perception on, you know, the past pulling you back. One of the things that I want to say to you is the reason why I want you to do it with a happy heart and changing your perception is because you're about to finalize and clean up the residue. It's like finishing up the you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. It's very, very close. You can say goodbye. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
I got Eileen. I just found her on my computer.
cool.
While you were talking, I was looking and I found her.
Yeah.
So now I need
the news. I'm still waiting for that guy.
Well, here's the thing. It says when you look at something, you want what you want, and that's the problem. You know, you're real intense about what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Eileen, what you want to do with that, and this is a great example for all the listeners now, okay, because this is going to be real important. I have to remind myself every day of this, and I was just asking the Masters and Father, Mother, God to show me the path that would serve me for my highest. And you know what they showed me? They showed me a beautiful stream flowing. And I said, oh, my God, I get it. So sometimes if we hang on to something or want something so much that we sometimes create a block or restriction of the flow.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm telling her she's going to have the love affair of the... Okay. What I got was she gets the love affair of the century. So it's going to happen.
I'm waiting. I know, and you're not the only one that told me that, and it's supposed to still be coming.
Yeah. So when I see your hand next time, I'll know if it's... Is your hand red at all, any place? Can you look at it right now? Is it
more
pink
around the base of the thumb?
No, that doesn't count. Okay, it needs to be down by the wrist.
Oh, no, not really.
It's not, well, because nobody's in your life right now.
No, I haven't met him yet.
That's why it's not red, okay.
Right.
All right. So if you met somebody and it turns red, you'll know.
Well, that's a good thing I should look
for,
right?
Eileen, is once you complete the past stuff and you're almost there, you're like right there on the edge of completion.
I know, it's coming close, I tell you.
It's real close. It's so close that you probably could actually smell a beautiful scent. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because personal stuff is getting finished up. The business stuff is getting finished up. And, you know, maybe the house stuff will be finished up within the next month or so.
Yes.
It's just been a very long road, a very long, hard road.
Well, and the whole thing is what's your perception on that, because once you get it all complete, this whole new life that's going to unfold for you is that, oh my gosh, then I'm going to have to start making appointments with you.
I know. That's what everybody says, but so far I've just really been kind of rejuvenating with the animals and stuff.
Good.
I've been kind of staying and just recharging my batteries.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Well,
so we're looking at a date for me for Tuesday, April the 3rd. And if you want me on then, Eileen, are you listening?
Okay.
You need to email me your hand, scan it in again, and I'll have the old one and the new one, and I can do what I did for the other people. You know, Julia had two done, and you can have two done. I'll compare it and see. Okay,
so can I officially announce to all our listeners,
right,
for all the listeners, Myrna Lou will be back on the show April the 3rd. So please scan your most predominant hand and make sure that you put universal spiritual connection.
And their age.
Also, yes, she needs your age. Your.
Well, I don't need
age.
Eileen's. I know what hers is. I got it up here.
Yes.
But new people,
yes,
I need
my
their age.
Yesterday.
Oh, you had a birthday? Okay,
yesterday.
I'll make you one. So you're 1 year older than what I think here. Okay.
Oh, it was your birthday yesterday, Eileen?
Yes.
Okay, hold tight. Okay, give me a second, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eileen.
Happy birthday to
you. Their best regards to you. Happy birthday.
How sweet.
To you.
Yeah, that's enough. I didn't sing. Did you notice?
I can actually do better. I can do better.
I can't carry a tune, so I wasn't even going to try.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I can't either. Thank you.
Oh, this is so much fun. I just love it. So,
you know, awesome. I've been wanting to talk to you since I got here.
Well, let me give everybody the email address now. It is hmg@PAUL, RIV ATEI.com. Make sure that you scan most predominant hand, excuse me, everybody. Make sure you have the Universal Spiritual Connection show on there with your full name, first,
and
middle,
age.
And last name, and your age. And Myrna Lou will be back on the show on April the 3rd. So I do trust that each of you will indeed join us. So, Eileen.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun again.
Yes. I'm so grateful that you called in. I've really, really missed you, by the way. I miss all my listeners because, and let me say this, I need to correct that. You guys are more than listeners to me. I care about each and every one of you. You each are dear in my heart. I know when you guys aren't around, even to the point when you're not tuned into the show. And that's because my heart connects with your heart. So
I know, and that's what makes you so special. No, I tried to tune into the show, and then I looked in and said it was going to start the next week, and then the next week. And so I finally got...
Well, good. It's March, and you found her, so that's good, yeah.
And I will be here. I will be here.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Oh, we sure will.
All right.
Thank
happy
you,
Marla
Lou.
Thank you, and I'll be looking for your hand, Eileen.
Yes, but I'm going to wait towards the end of the month, maybe something.
Oh, that's okay. All right, when things have changed more, yeah. Oh, send it right before the 3rd of April. That's right, and that way things will have changed more. Okay.
Yeah, I hope things are changing more. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen. Wow, Myrna Lou.
Didn't that go fast again? That was 2 hours. Feels like 5 minutes to me.
I know. Oh, God.
Well, because I have fun.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I do, too, and I was really looking forward to the show. It's, you know, and I really, really mean it. It's always such an honor to have you on the show, and it's been a long time coming. I really wanted to have you back on the show, and here we are again, and I'm so glad, because I know that, you know, the work you do is very powerful. It helps people to
That's the whole idea, yes, to help them, yeah.
Yes. So once again, everybody, Myrna Lou will be back on April the 3rd, so if you want to get in on this,
or they should try and buy my books now ahead of time. Then when they call in, if they called the show, we can talk about them. Talk about
what
they saw, if they got something out of them. Or the soulmate book is the one where I give 17 points, things that nobody ever tells you about soulmates. There's 17 topics in there. And if somebody had that book in front of them, read it, and called me, I would talk to them about it. I do have one thing to say real quick. My publisher called me up, and it's Infinity Publishing, and they also sell my books, so if people didn't get them from me, they could do it at buybooksontheweb.com, www.buybooksontheweb. And so the publisher called me up, and he said, you know what? We have 900 authors here. I've never read a single book, but I read your soulmate book. And I said, oh, why is that? He said, the title got me. But it wasn't the title, it was the subtitle, which you haven't said out loud, so I'll say it real quick. It's Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Relationships, Love, Romance, and Soulmates. And that's what got his attention. So he said he sat down, read the book, now he's going out to find his soulmate, and he's 57. So he said, you know what, charge $300 for your book, it's worth it. So I thought, I got an attaboy, he liked my book.
Yes.
How about that?
I think that's awesome, because I couldn't have said it any better. You know, I've really wanted.
Well, you read all three of them. Yeah, I know you went through all three of them. Yeah.
Yes, and matter of fact, the books look just like when you first gave them to me. I mean, I really treasure all the books that I get from my guests, and they mean a lot to me. And I, like I said earlier in the show, these are books that when I got them, I was really pleased with them, because I was able to really understand.
That's it.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. They sound just like me talking, don't they?
Yes, they
that's
do.
That's what I tried to write, conversational, you know, and
yes,
not to go over people's heads. And I'm not really brilliant, so I didn't write, you know, with big, giant words. I just did it in regular, everyday English. So.
No, but we sure do speak with our hearts, don't we?
Well, and that's the thing. We get hurt more than other people because we feel deeply, you know. So we feel for people. When Katrina happened, I started crying. And some woman said, oh, it's good for them. They knew the levee was going to break. What a hard-hearted Hannah she was, you know.
Yeah.
I don't say things like that. I felt bad for all the people that lost their homes and their lives, you know.
Well, it is time for me to say thank you, Myrna Lou. It's always been a pleasure and an honor, and I'm just thrilled that we were able to play tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's
thank
what we did.
So
we
much.
Played all night.
Yeah.
It was wonderful for me, too. Thank you so much for having me.
And I do look forward to having you back on April the 3rd.
Okay,
so on
I'll
that
see you then.
Note, I want to say to all the listeners tonight, we call to the attention of everyone the things you require. As long as you let human feelings govern and give voice to your unkind feelings, you will be deprived of your heart's desires. It is the law of life, precious ones. It is no one's desire, but you are the cause in your world. And if you send forth discord, activities and feelings, then you must reap just that. Nothing can prevent it but yourself. I say to each of you tonight in such great love, wipe out in one sweep every discord feeling within your world, your feeling world, Then say to thou selves, mighty I am presence, take out of me everything less than your perfection. Sweep through my world and activities. Reach out your hand and through me bless all I contact with. Such an outpouring of thou light and love that no longer is there anything left but just your great mighty I am perfection in action. And be all that you can be, Saint Germain. On that note, I want to bid each of you a good night. Be safe, be peace, and remember to love thou selves and love your family. Good night to all.